May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Please be seated. And Naboth said to Ahab, "Far be it to me from Yahuwah that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee." Have you ever tried to get around the rules? We all want to, sometimes. Sometimes, even when we understand how important a rule is, we look for loopholes. Do you know what a loophole is? That's the word for an exception to the rule, a special case, or a particular way to word a rule or interpret a rule so that we can get past the rule. Now, with normal rules, this is a problem. But with the truth, this is really bad. Today, we're talking about what happens when you don't like the rules and you look for loopholes. Now, our story is about Ahab, king of Israel. Now, Ahab is an evil man. Ahab is described as the most evil king, the most vile, the worst. Of all the kings of Israel, Ahab was the worst. He instituted the worship of Baal. He presided over the death of the Lord's prophets and the corruption of the kingdom of Israel. Ahab, he was as bad as it got. In this particular story, though, Ahab is the central character, not the antagonist. The story is a warning. It's told in three parts through three scenes. First scene, Ahab and Naboth. The second scene, Ahab and Jezebel. And finally, the third scene, Ahab and Elijah himself. It's a story of desire, of justification, and mourning. These three scenes show us ourselves in three stages: getting mad at the truth, looking for loopholes around the truth, and being sorry we did. So let's look at these three scenes. It begins, first scene, with desire. Ahab, he sees a plot of land next to his own palace, and it's owned by a guy named Naboth. So Ahab goes to Naboth, and he tries to convince Naboth to sell his land. Now, this might seem perfectly reasonable, perfectly fair, but Ahab is asking for something he simply cannot have: Naboth's vineyard. Cannot have it. Naboth says, "Far be it to me from Yahuwah that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee." The land does not really belong to Naboth. It belongs to the Lord. And way back when the Israelites entered the land, the Lord gave each tribe and each family a specific plot of land for them to look after. They're not allowed to sell it. It's not theirs. So when Ahab asks for him to sell it to him, Ahab is attempting to break the law that had governed in Israel for hundreds of years. So in our lives, this isn't just any ordinary desire. Ahab's plan to take the vineyard that Naboth cultivates and turn it into a vegetable garden for his personal use is a bad desire. This isn't the simple want for security or entertainment or job satisfaction. This is the desire to own what properly belongs to the Lord and turn it to our own use. More specifically, the vineyard of Naboth holds the divine truths of the church, and we want to change those truths into our own ideas, into our own goals. Have you ever felt that a particular rule or truth, a particular doctrinal idea, has gotten in your way? Of course we accept the word. Of course we think we should follow the word. But what about those ideas that refuse to play along in our lives? We all have truths that seem to get in the way. On the one hand, we accept in theory that the Lord knows best how life and happiness and salvation work. But on the other, we desire to ignore or downplay or avoid certain ideas. We desire to plow under the Lord's vineyard for our own ideas and goals. And yet Naboth refuses. No. No, you can't have it. The Lord says no. Naboth didn't make a counteroffer. He didn't suggest some alternative. He didn't pad his refusal or seem at all sympathetic. He just said no. Consider what it must have been like to be Ahab and the frustration. Why won't you sell it to me? I'll give you a good price. He just wants the vineyard. Yes, we should all love the neighbor. But does that mean every person in the school? Oh, I want to get around that one. Yes, greed leads to misery. But does that apply to snacks after church? There's got to be a way around that. Naboth and the vineyard represent the heavenly truths of the church, our spiritual mother. Naboth, or Naboth in the Hebrew, means fruits. The vineyard is the truth we get when we obey the Lord's word. Sometimes we want these things on our own terms. We want to take the holy and make it convenient. We want the Lord to rearrange the ancient laws of happiness and salvation so that we can do things our way, just as Ahab wants to rearrange the ancient laws of land allotment. This is what Ahab wants, to own the Lord's land and change it to suit his needs. And then he finds out that there is no deal, no way this is going to happen. Ahab is stuck with Naboth and his vineyard as a neighbor, much as we get stuck with rules and truths we see but are not to our liking. And so Ahab gets mad. He sulks. He refuses to eat. He refuses to talk to anyone and misbehaves. As kids, we often act this way when we are foiled, openly pouting and folding our arms in stubborn denial. As adults, we do this too, just not so often in the open. Now this brings us to our second scene. Jezebel shows up and promises to make it all better. Jezebel is evil. She tells Ahab not to worry. She'll get the vineyard for him. Who among us has not at some point in life been soothed by the idea that we were the wronged party? It's not our fault the truth is so unyielding. Jezebel, the heavenly doctrines tell us, is faith alone, thought apart from good. False reasonings. Jezebel is justification. Whenever your mind is probing the truth, looking for those loopholes, looking for excuses to feel mad or hit someone back, that's Jezebel. By falsely accusing Naboth, she gets him killed. Now he doesn't own the land. He's not in the way. Ahab can go get his vineyard. And so Ahab gets up, stops sulking, and goes and gets his land. This story is about the truths we wish would serve our desires, but don't. Ahab, our evil desires. Ahab doesn't kill Naboth. Justification. Jezebel does. Have you ever realized, with relief, that it was all right to be mean to someone? Have you ever found a solution in your life that merely required someone else pay the price. Have you ever convinced yourself that this time was an exception? This time was special. This time there were extenuating circumstances for being mean. We might say to ourselves, I'll be much nicer to people around me if I get everything I want. So when I'm being greedy, I'm actually just trying to be nice to people. We tell ourselves these things. This is Jezebel writing those letters to frame Naboth. This is wrong. Our third scene is when Elijah shows up. Elijah, the prophet of the Lord, he tells Ahab that Ahab has sold himself to do evil. Elijah then goes on to describe the punishment, a violent death for Ahab on Naboth's land, a violent death for Jezebel, the complete extermination of Ahab's dynasty. Ahab will be wiped out. Elijah, as our conscience, informed by the truth we have acknowledged and adopted, shows us the results of justification. Make no mistake, when we look for loopholes, when we try to get around the truth, when we think interpreting the truth is a game to be won, we have killed Naboth and taken his vineyard. We have taken the heavenly uses and happiness that come from living the truth and have twisted them to suit our needs. Ahab, hearing Elijah, gets so upset, he tears his clothing. He knows that truth has been harmed. When we twist the truth, we need to acknowledge that what we have done is wrong and apologize. Now, does the Lord really want us to act like Ahab? Even Ahab can be contrite and mournful for what has happened. Saying sorry changes things. The original doom that Elijah had placed on Ahab was the complete annihilation of Ahab's family. After Ahab said he was sorry, however, Elijah promised Ahab that the punishment would be delayed. And Ahab got mercy. Ahab, however, is still evil. Ahab still symbolizes those evil desires that will eventually have to go. We, in our lives, are going to see a lot of Ahab. And yet, if we are sorry, if we reject our justification, we also get a reprieve. When we are upset at how we have twisted the church's truth, we wish it had not happened. The Lord knows we can't change all at once. And even Ahab can serve a use. It is enough for now that we stop looking for loopholes. This week, don't get mad at the truth. If you do, don't look for loopholes. If you still do, say you're sorry. If we are sorry, if we wish we had not tried to use the loopholes, if we resolve to do better and be better, that's all the Lord asks. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Amen.